Well, Google has announced that it will ban all political ads in Canada as the country counts down to a federal election in October. It's a response to new Canadian laws which require more transparency from online advertisers about the ads they serve up and about who's paying for them. But what about in Australia? Are political advertising laws here up to the task of ensuring Australian elections can't be manipulated by bad actors? Flint Duxfield reports.
When the Cambridge Analytica scandal hit the headlines last year, the ability of online advertising platforms like Facebook and Google to influence elections came under intense scrutiny. In Canada, the response was to pass strict laws requiring digital platforms to keep a record of all the political and partisan ads they publish during an election. But this week, Google has declared Canada's laws are too onerous, and instead, they've decided to ban political ads altogether.
We're dealing with a fundamental problem, actually, and what's going on in Canada has exposed that Google doesn't know how to sell a politically traceable ad.
That's Associate Professor David Carroll from the Parsons School of Design in New York. He says Google's decision not to display political ads highlights a major problem with its role as a broker between advertisers and individuals.
The fundamental architecture of the ad auction system is not up to the task, and they have not invested in re-architecting the technology to accomplish this requirement. It's striking to those of us who don't understand the complexity of the system to realize, wait a minute, you're telling me that advertisers can't know where their ads run precisely? And the answer is yes, that's been the case for 15, 20 years. It's just now we've run into a situation where that deep accounting of ads has been finally requested.
Part of the new Canadian law requires that platforms and publishers provide an archive of political ads they run during an election. It's similar to a database Google has provided in the US and Facebook is establishing for the US, India and the United Kingdom. But so far, neither company has indicated they'll be providing any archive for political ads in Australia. And that has the experts concerned. Laura Edelson is a specialist in online advertising at New York University.
In terms of like whether the Australian public should be concerned about this, almost certainly. This is something that we know that there was election interference in the U.S. 2016 election. We know that there were attempts at doing the same thing in the 2018 election. So the idea that somehow this wouldn't happen in other countries, I think, is not realistic.
Do you think it would make sense for Australian lawmakers to make legislation that requires Facebook and Google to provide that digital ad archive?
Yes. That's probably, you know, very healthy both for public faith in, you know, in the integrity of elections, and it's probably also really healthy for just public democratic discourse.
But so far in Australia, there's been little political appetite for laws that would require digital advertisers to provide a public record of political ads. That's despite the fact that by the ACCC's estimate, Facebook and Google now account for 2/3 of all digital ads. New laws introduced last year do require ads displayed on social media to contain an authorisation clause, but experts are worried those changes don't go far enough. Associate Professor Andrea Carson is from La Trobe University.
Australia's got fairly lax laws when it comes to political ads and also to political donations. We don't even have a provision to ensure that truth is posted in political ads. So I don't see how the online environment is going to be any different to what we have in the broadcast and print environment. In fact, it's considered the Wild West. And I don't think Australians do have assurances that advertising won't be coming from parties acting in bad faith.
And so without those kind of laws, what capacity do you think Australian lawmakers and the public have to be sure that bad actors aren't trying to influence our elections in ways that we wouldn't be aware of?
I don't think there's many safeguards in place at all to prevent bad actors from publishing political advertising of some sort of persuasive material. The companies that have the capacity to send these ads around globally, such as Facebook and Google, are making efforts themselves to try and reduce the amount of fake news. But this is a problem not just for Australia, but for all countries to be dealing with in their political environments.
Neither Facebook or Google could provide an interview for this story, but Facebook said in a statement it will be making further announcements about election measures when the federal election is called.
Flint Duxfield reporting, and PM did put calls into both major political parties too, but neither of them could provide an interview for us. Now, the ABC will be monitoring political advertisements during the federal election campaign. If you notice any ads that you think we should take a look at, please email us. Here's the email address. It's hiddencampaign, all one word, hiddencampaign@abc.net.au.